This is the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast, episode number 37 for Thursday, April 25th, 2013. In this edition of the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast, we take a musical look at an indie rock band from New York City, The Commuters. We're joined by Zeeshan Zaidi, the founder and lead singer of The Commuters, and we'll get a chance to hear some of the music from their album that they're giving away for free, Rescue. I'm your podcast host, Steve Lubetkin. Welcome to the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast. I'm your podcast host, Steve Lubetkin, and the bookseller at middlechamberbooks.com. In this podcast, we present interviews with authors and creative professionals talking about their work. The Commuters might hail from New York, but their kinetic, personally revealing anthems capture an all-rock essence that aspires toward worldwide appeal. The debut album, Rescue, was released in mid-2012. They're giving it away for free at thecommuters.com. And right from the outset of Rescue, the Commuters' signature attributes are front and center. The lead single, As I Make My Way, has it all: an unforgettable hook, huge guitars that ring and echo, and a grounded rhythm section that anchors the track's precise tension. Zeeshan Zaidi, thanks for joining us on the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about The Commuters. You obviously have been working in the music industry on the business side of things, and you also are a musician and started the group after getting yourself into the more active in the marketing area. But talk about the evolution of the group and the other members.
Sure. So like you said, I was in the music industry for a long time doing marketing at major record labels. Had always been a musician, had produced stuff early on, but had never gone out and performed and released anything of my own. So the way the group came together was I had been working on some solo material. Uri, who is the other guitarist in the band, is one of my childhood friends. We've known each other since we were six. He is a producer in New York and had a studio that was several blocks from my apartment, and he kept saying, I love your stuff, come work on it here, just, you know, work on an album. So yeah, after years of him saying that, I finally went over and we started working on an album, not knowing where it would lead. And he was saying, be a solo artist. And I said, no, this has to be a band and you've got to be in it. And so The Commuters was born there. Ben, who's our bass player, Ben Zwerin, is an amazing bass player who plays with a lot of world music and jazz musicians. He played on the album. He's someone Uri knew through music circles. And Paul, who's our drummer, was someone who Ben had played with before. So we all sort of, you know, came together at the right time and we gelled and we've been playing together since.
So you've been playing around the club scene in New York pretty much. What have you been doing? Have you been doing anything outside of New York?
Yeah, well, it's been mostly, like you said, in New York, playing a lot of different venues here, wanting to build a local following, you know, before we went too far out. We haven't played outside of the city yet, but planning to do so very soon. We've built up a lot of online followers in different cities throughout the world, really, but more immediately, we've got a bunch of friends and family, but also fans in Boston, Philly, and D.C. So later this year, this fall, I'm hoping to do an East Coast tour.
And you guys are promoting the music yourselves. You're not signed to a large label, correct?
That's right. I set up a label of my own called Communal Records. And so we're signed to my label, and I handle pretty much all of the marketing, all of the distribution, all the management, which is something that, you know, my earlier career prepared me for. So we're kind of a do-it-yourself shop right now.
And a lot of bands are finding that it makes more sense for them to go that route.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's beautiful about it, you know, there's pros and cons. What's beautiful about it is without a major label, you can now reach fans literally anywhere in the world. And we have, you know, 14,000 Twitter followers and 8,000 Facebook fans and a few thousand people subscribed to our email list, literally in countries throughout the world. And that's something that never would have happened, you know, 10 years ago when I started in the music industry. So it's you know, you can reach people now. The challenge for artists trying to do it themselves is grabbing and holding people's attention, because you're competing with so many other artists and other entertainment options that people have that there's so much noise. So it's really, the challenge is getting traction and really connecting with a lot of fans.
And it's also a challenge to monetize as well.
Oh yeah. Monetization for me right now is kind of it's not the primary goal, which is why we're giving the full album away on our website. If you go to thecommuters.com, anyone can download the entire album for free. It's available for sale on iTunes and all the major music services, but I wanted to put it up on the site as well because I'd rather at this point focus on establishing relationships with people, having music fans all over the world find out who we are before we worry about, you know, getting money.
One of the people that we've had on this podcast several times is the public relations consultant, David Meerman Scott, who I don't know if you know, had written a book called Marketing Lessons from the Grateful Dead. And, you know, the Grateful Dead were really the progenitors of this approach before there was an internet. The idea that giving away the music by letting people tape at concerts and things was a good marketing strategy. Did you take any lessons from them or...
Absolutely.
Did you think about it all?
Well, I know the book. It's a very well written book. The Dead were the pioneers of this. Absolutely. More recently, the Dave Matthews Band. If you look at what they did, they were on RCA when I was working there. They just mastered this, right? The same way the Dead encouraged people recording and sharing their music. The Dave Matthews Band did the same thing, and they're, you know, for the longest time, they were the largest touring act around. And it's more true now when there's so much more music and there's so many easy ways to get it. I think that's just where music is headed for musicians. I think anyone who wants to be a musician has to accept the fact that they can't expect a lot of money from recorded music, and they're going to have to make their money on tour. And we're prepared for that. I mean, for me, the big motivation for doing this is to have people hear, enjoy, connect with our music. I write songs to move people, and I just want as many people as possible to hear them. When we get around to touring more and playing live and we sell tickets, we make money that way, that's great. But for now, I just, you know, I'm following in the footsteps of the Dead, of Dave Matthews Band, of other similar artists as much as I can.
Now, the album that you're giving away on the website is called Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
11 tracks. You wrote them all.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about some of your favorites.
The first song on the album, which is our single, As I Make My Way, is a very special song. A lot of people, when we were working on the album, liked that the most. So that was the natural first single, and we've shot a video, which you can check out on our site or our YouTube page, which is just The Commuters, youtube.com/The Commuters. That is a song that's about my decision to just go for this, about how I was living with this dream of being a performing musician, but not doing anything about it. And one day deciding, you know, having a vision of what it could be like and going for it. So it's a very special song, and it's been getting a great reaction.
And that's The Commuters with the single from their album Rescue, As I Make My Way. You and Uri both had some time living in the Philippines. You both grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, and I've been to the Philippines, actually.
Oh, wow.
In 2006, that's I was over there, yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. I spent a little time in Manila. I even got mm-hmm. to experience a typhoon.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We lived through many of those.
I'm sure you must have. What brought you from the Philippines to here? Talk about the journey.
Sure. So Uri was born in the Philippines. His dad is Israeli, but his extended family had some business in the Philippines. So his family was there, and he was born and raised there. I was born in Canada, and my father got a job at an international development agency in the Philippines. So we moved there when I was 5. And so Uri and I both went to the international school, which was where a lot of expatriate children went. And we met there and grew up there. Both were there till high school. And both came to Boston for college. His mother's American, so he had a lot of roots here. I always knew I wanted to come to the States. And, you know, we both came here. Our families were in the Philippines for a while, but now both his parents and my parents have moved to the greater New York area. So, you know, the Philippines was an amazing place to grow up. We got exposed to the Filipino culture, but also a lot of different cultures because we went to an international school. And it was just awesome. I mean, I haven't been back in a while. I miss it. Want to go back soon. But part of what was great about being in the Philippines, I think for both of us, for me and Uri, is that it's a very musical culture. Very musical and very melodic. If you look all over Southeast Asia and the Middle East and even other parts of the world, all in a lot of different hotels and restaurants, you'll see a lot of Filipino performers. There's a lot of musicians that just, you know, work for a living overseas because they're that talented. And so it was just, you know, it was a great environment to grow up in, and I think it helped shape our, you know, our musical tastes, and it was the start of our journey.
So how challenging is it for the band, you know, working in New York, working the indie circuit? You know, what are you up against?
You know, New York is an awesome city. You know, I've been here for, Uri and I moved around the same time. So I've been here for like 12 years. Ben's here a little less. We all love it here. So what's great about New York is all the resources that are here. Just it's a beautiful city to be in. There's so much going on musically. That's what I love about it. I guess what's challenging is New Yorkers, it's the flip side of that, right? New Yorkers have so much to do, have so many options for entertainment, for going out. Everyone's so busy. Everyone works so hard that sometimes, you know, it's a little challenging getting even my own friends down to a show because everyone's got 5 things going on a given night. If we were in a smaller city with less going on, you know, a commuter's concert could probably be a bigger deal. But, you know, there's a lot of concerts going on at any given time for music fans, and there's a lot going on for friends and family. So that's probably the biggest challenge in New York, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love being here. The city's awesome. This music scene's awesome. The clubs are awesome and very supportive. So we're just going to keep at it.
One of the things that attracted my attention was the name of the band, The Commuters, because I did spend almost a decade commuting to New York from southern New Jersey. So, I mean, how does that fit in? Any of you guys commute?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've all been commuting at different times of our life. Even when you're living in the middle of Manhattan, you're always commuting. You know, so
you're always an hour away from anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's very rooted in the essence of the city. And we've all been kind of the four of us commuting through different countries, and our musical journey feels like, you know, we're moving around as well. My brother, Jaffer, actually came up with the name for the band, and I was looking, we had a different name, which I wasn't crazy about, and I was looking for one, and one day he was like, how about The Commuters? And I was like, that is so brilliant. I can't believe no one really has that name, right? It sounds like there should be a band named that. And there really wasn't, so really lucked out.
Why don't we listen to another track from the album Rescue? Saeed, what's another track that you regard as a favorite?
Another favorite is the title track, which is Rescue. That's one that's short, but powerful. A lot of people take to it well, and it was about, you know, a tough time in my life that I overcame. So that's a really special one.
Zeeshan Zaidi and the Commuters. Zeeshan's our guest here on the Middle Chamber Books podcast today. There's been a pretty significant revival of the nightlife in the Lower East Side in the last few years.
Yeah, it used to be a happening place, and then I feel like there was this shift to Brooklyn for a while, where a lot of the happening sort of music scene was in Williamsburg, which I think is still kind of there. But there's been like a shift back to the Lower East Side, which is great because it's really important for the city in general to have a vibrant Manhattan music scene.
We've got time to listen to one more track from Rescue, the breakout album by the Commuters. Zeeshan, why don't you pick a third song for us to listen to?
A third song that a lot of people really like. For me, this was a little unexpected because it is a special song. But very different to everything on the album, is the last one, which is You'll Stay Right Here. It's a piano ballad that I wrote about someone who's very close to me going through a hard time. And I just put it on the album, and people are really, really connecting to it.
I never thought I would face this day. So afraid of what they'll see. But I'm seeing a shadow of the faith that you used to have in me. Running around inside my mind, wondering how this could come to be. But don't you go down without a fight. Are you listening to me? Don't you go down, don't you give up, don't you give in so easily. No, don't you go down without a fight. Are you listening to me? How does forever look to you? Is it comforting to see? You know that I gladly take your place, but it isn't up to me. And you are far, you are far, you are far too good to leave. So don't you go down without a fight. Are you listening to me? Gonna stay with me. Things disappear. Are you listening to me? You'll stay right here. You are gonna stay with me. Your place. Faith, and you're listening to me.
You'll stay right here from the Commuters. So what's next for the Commuters? You've got the album out. Mm-hmm. Next album, any plans?
Yeah, so we're going to be still working this album. The immediate plans are to keep touring, playing as many shows in New York and even outside New York as possible. Getting in touch with, you know, media outlets like yourself who are kind enough to feature us, starting to write some new stuff. You know, I just wrote a song the other day, which the band, we kind of arranged and actually played at our last show at the National Underground. So I'm starting to write some new material, but I don't want to rush out, rush to do another album before we've really maximized the fan base that we can grow out of this one, because we put a lot of time and effort into it. And there's still new fans discovering us all the time. Like I like to tell the guys, you know, 99.99% of the world still hasn't heard of us. So we're going to work that as long as we can.
Well, we certainly won't pretend that the podcast is going to be your breakout, but we wish you luck. And we thank you very much for joining us, Zeeshan Zaidi.
Thanks, Steve.
And good luck with the Commuters.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Take care.
Taking us out of this edition of the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast, The Commuters with Take a Step Back from the album Rescue. More information on The Commuters is available on their website, thecommuters.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts, our subsidiary here in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We're on the web at lubetkin.net, and we welcome your comments. Just write to me at steve@lubetkin.net. For everyone at the Middle Chamber Bookstore, MiddleChamberBooks.com, and Lubetkin Communications, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.
Remember the people who adore you, there for you, don't you? Take a step back. It's not that bad. It's not. find your